أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. These are the last two ayats of the surah, Surah Takwir. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that how the Quran Sharif has come to us by a very, very great and the greatest of all the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, brought it and what his qualities were. And then it was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what the great qualities of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. So from that point of view also, there is absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif that it is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala that has come to us. And the Quran Sharif itself also testifies to the truthfulness of the Quran. If we study the Quran Sharif, we can see the teachings of it are definitely those which have come from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and are most honorable and great. But all this is, Allah Ta'ala says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. جو کوئی چاہے تم میں سے کہ سیدھا چلے. Who will benefit from the Quran Sharif? Those people who themselves have got that inclination in them, that desire that I want to walk the straight path, I want to reach Allah Ta'ala. So from here we see one very important thing, and we have to all check ourselves, have we even made an intention of our life? For what am I living? What is my object of life? So that is the first thing a person has to do. A person sits in his car, then he knows where he wants to go to. A person who sits in his car and hasn't even fixed a destination. You've got your GPS, but you don't punch in where you want to go to. Now where are you going to? So for our life also, we have to make an intention that what is our life for? It's not just to earn, sustain ourselves, look our families, look after our children, and we're just carrying on. No, there must be a definite purpose. So Allah says this Quran Sharif will benefit that first person who has got his purpose in his mind, that I want to reach Allah, I want to please Allah, I'm going to Allah. Everything else then will fall in its place. All our daily chores, what we have to see, our work, all that is not a negator. That we have to do. But make the intention that I want to please Allah Ta'ala and I want to reach Allah Ta'ala. That person will benefit from the Quran Sharif. We can see it from the other point of view also. Perhaps if we haven't made that intention, so the Quran Sharif is not like important in our lives. At the most, if we are, so to say, pious, then we'll read 2 pages of the Quran, or we read 2 suparas of the Quran. But we haven't made it our guide in life. Because we haven't made Allah Ta'ala our object. So just for barakat, because it's a duty, we have to read Quran Sharif, we will read. But if we make the intention that I have to reach Allah, and I have to reach my akhirat and be successful in akhirat, then the person then will go to the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif will benefit that person that will want to stay straight in life and want to please Allah Ta'ala. Then another very important masala is discussed here, and that is a very delicate masala also, and that is of taqdeer. That taqdeer, we all believe in taqdeer. Aamantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. We believe in taqdeer, that everything is from Allah Ta'ala. This is not a thing that we should delve in deeply, or we should go on discussing it. It's a very delicate subject. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were discussing it also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset and angry. And he said, what, are you people already discussing this? But just for us to get a brief understanding, and it was discussed in few other places before also. So taqdeer has been explained very beautifully with a practical example, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Like we're standing on our 2 feet. Now, what is our choice and what haven't we got a choice in? What is taqdeer? That Allah has written it for us. So we can't help anything. What Allah has written, that is going to happen. So we got no choice. No. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, lift up your one leg. The person lifted his one leg.
So you say, so much you can do. Now lift up your other leg, both legs, you can't do that. So the choice Allah has given us. And in the end, that is what Allah writes, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. That person who has got this mashiyah, this desire, this inclination that he wants to go to Allah Ta'ala. For that person, and Allah says that you cannot wish وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And your wish will not be able to be fulfilled until Allah, who is the controller of everything in the universe, until He does not desire for you. In other words, we all have come for Fajr, we made the intention. And that intention was not just we lied in bed and said, I want to go for Fajr. We got up, went to toilet, made wudu, we got you, we perhaps came walking, we perhaps came by car. All that we did, so that was Allah's tawfiq. If Allah Ta'ala kept us in the toilet till now, we should still be sitting. Sometimes the urine drops don't just stop. Or you just don't get your relief. You are just sitting there all the time. You can even miss your jamaat, you can even miss your namaz also. So that is in, you got into the car, you might find that your car is gone. Somebody stole it. Now you are sitting with another problem. Now you perhaps not thinking, now you're thinking, let me fall into this problem. Or on the way you could have bumped somebody. So that was not in our choice. We made the intention, now Allah gave us tawfiq. Just like that for our whole life, we must have that desire, I want to please Allah. My object of life is to please Allah. I want Jannah, I want Allah's pleasure. And then we start walking also in that direction. Now it is Allah's tawfiq. On our own we can't do it. Yeah, then we find two groups that went astray in Islam because of this mistake that they had made. One are known as the Jabriya. The Jabriya are those who said, we got no choice. Like many of us, we say, if Allah wants me to make namaz, I will make namaz. But for our rosy, we don't say that. We go and open the shop, we go and do our work, that we do. But for namaz, we say, if Allah wants to, He'll take me for hajj. Otherwise, I can't do it myself. No, you make the intention. You give your name that you want to go for hajj. You get your passport. You do all your things. Save your money. Then it is in Allah's hands. So, and the other one is Qadariya. They believe that everything is in our control. Whatever we want to do, we can do. And that is also not the case. We have our inclination, our desire. One is a stone, a brick. You turn it this way, you throw it there, the stone has got no choice of its own. We are not like that. Allah has given us a choice. If somebody forces us also to do the wrong, but inside that choice of ours, I want to be a Muslim, Allah will give Jannat on that. Though you cannot practice because the person is forcing you to do other wrong things. He's forcing you to eat haram or something, and you just cannot help it. He's got so much power over you. Then you are not responsible for that. So we have to have that inclination, that desire, and then Allah will fulfill it. So this is also an important masala of taqdeer, and which we should not delve in too much. We accept that we believe in taqdeer, that it is from Allah Ta'ala. And that brings us to the end of Surah Taqweer. May Allah accept Allah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah.